want to title this tonight, Would You Step Out? Would you step out? This is a very common passage in the Bible that we know. Most of the time you hear it talked about how Peter, he took his eyes off God and he started sinking, he started drowning, and that's the way most people go with it. But tonight God's took me a different way, and it's, would you step out? Matthew 14, verse 22, it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained into his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, and while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." Verse 24, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Verse 28, Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse number 30, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, The Lord save me. And verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, where didst thou doubt? Verse 32, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I come to you tonight, God, and I just want to thank you for this opportunity. God, I know it's not because of me I can stand up here, but it's because of the blood that you shed on Calvary, Father. It's the grace that you showed me in my life, Father, and God, and I thank you for that, God. I know I'm in over my head tonight, God, but I pray that you just move like only you can move, God. God, I pray that you'd move me out of the way, God, and I pray that somebody would get something out of this. And God, I pray that tonight when we walk out of these doors, Father God, we can say that each and every person here at Union Chapel, each and every member, each and every, just somebody who come in tonight, Father God, that we can say that our faith is in you tonight, God. It's not in ourselves, but it's in you. God, I love you and I do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, Matthew chapter number 14 shows us just how much faith Peter had in Jesus Christ. He shows us just how much faith he had. You think about how crazy he was to step out of a boat into a storm and try to walk on the water. That takes a lot of faith. But tonight I want you to know that I must have the faith like Peter had. I must have a faith like Peter had. You must have a faith like Peter had. Tonight I just want to show you what kind of faith he had. What kind of faith Peter had tonight. Number one, we see in verse 26 that he had an unshakable faith. It says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. I want you to know he had an unshakable faith because he had trust in his terror. Tonight when they come out and they was in the boat, and I'm going to try to paraphrase as much as I can tonight because I can't read, but anyway, that unshakable faith, he had trust in his terror, because when they was in the boat and things were going just crazy, that was probably one of the biggest storms, just the way I imagine it, one of the biggest storms the disciples had ever been in, and that ship's getting rocked each and every way. They're doing all they can just to stay afloat, just to keep on going, and they see something out in the distance, and it's a spirit. They say, and it's a spirit, and this is Halloween, and we're talking about spirits, and you get on Facebook and you see all these things about bad spirits and evil spirits, and don't trust in Halloween, don't do this, don't do that. I want you to know tonight the Bible says, try the spirit, see which one's evil, which one's good. And you'll see an exact picture of that here in the Bible, of testing the spirits. The disciples called out to him, Jesus said, it's me. And Peter said, well, if it's you, Lord, let me come to you. Just a testing of the spirits. He said, I'm going to try the Lord. I'm going to try him out. He had a trust in his terror. He trusted God when he didn't have to. He trusted God just to step on out of that boat. But he also had triumph in his trials. If you look on down to verse 29, it says, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I want you to know tonight, a lot of times in this sermon, you'll go here. You'll hear a preacher go here that in your trials, you can have triumph. You can triumph in your trials. You can have victory in your trials. When things get to going bad, just get to Jesus, and you can walk over the storms in your life. And that's exactly where Peter was tonight in his unshakable faith. He had triumph in his trials. But in that unshakable faith, when he sank, he called the Savior. In his unshakable faith, he cried to the Savior. In verse number 30, it says, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Lord, save me." You know how many times in my life I've had to get back down on my knees? Say, "Lord, save me." Not that I was crying out for salvation, but because I've done stepped out and gotten something I shouldn't have been in, like BJ was talking about this morning, and I got too far out and say, "Lord, you're going to have to help me. I done got too far down." See, what he was doing was what I like to call it getting back to the basics. Getting back to where things are simple. "Lord, save me." When you get back to the basics, you get back to that day he saved you, the day you called on him the first time to come in and save your soul. So you'll remember that testimony when you get back to the basics. When you get back to the basics, though, you'll remember to give thanks to God, thank him for all he's done. But you'll also remember to test God. You'll remember to test him, and that's where they were here in this unshakable faith. They had trust. He triumphed in his trials, but when he sank, he called out and he wanted to test him one more time. One more time. "Lord, I know I've stepped out, and Lord, I've trusted you to walk, but Lord, now I'm sinking and I need to trust you to pick me back up one more time." That's where Peter was. Malachi 3:10 says, "If you'll try me and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you." Malachi 3:10. That's what we got to do. Just get back and test God. Get back to the basics. Remember your testimony. But Peter's faith, it was not only an unshakable faith. It was an unblemishable faith. If you'll turn with me to John chapter number 21. John 21 and verse number 6. That unblemishable faith, his faith was not only unshakable, it couldn't be shaken. But it was unblemishable. Spotless. It was spotless. Right here in John 21, they have come out and Jesus has done been crucified and he's done come back, he's done rose again, and he's done showed himself to the disciples. And they're all sitting around, and in verse number 3, Peter says, "Boys, I'm going fishing. I'm going to go fishing." And they said, "All right, we'll load up and we'll go with you." Well, you get on down to verse number 6, and it says, Verse number 5, "Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have you have any meat? And they answered him and said, No. So Jesus is standing, he's walked up on the shore, they don't know it's him. And he cried out, "Have you caught anything?" "No, we ain't caught nothing. Been here all night, ain't caught nothing." And he said, "Well, throw it out on the right side and see what you catch." And it says there in verse number 6, it says, "They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of the fishes." Verse number 7, "Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and then cast himself into the sea." So not only do we see Peter jumping out of the boat in the storm, but now that he's caught a bunch of fish, he's jumping out again because he could not wait to get back to the Father. I want you to know, in that unblemishable faith, he listened for the Father in verse number 6. He said, "When you cast it out to the right side," and Peter cast it out to the right side. He was always listening for God's voice, always looking for God's voice. I was thinking about this, and BJ talking about his dog this morning, and if you'll listen to BJ, just all the time he's pulling any kind of story, you'll hear him pull anything and relate it back to, in a message, he'll relate it back to how God's done something in his life, in our life, and people say, "How does he do that? How does he always relate that back?" It's because he's always looking for God's voice. And that unblemishable faith, you're always looking for God's voice, you're begging for God's voice. But in verse number 7, we see where Peter ran toward God's voice. It says he cast himself into the sea. In verse number 8, it says, "And the other disciples came in a little ship. They were dragging the nets. And Peter left them out. He wanted to get to Jesus. He wanted to get to Jesus. If you look on down in verse number 12, in that unblemishable faith he had, he listened for the Father, but he also dined with the Father. In verse number 12, Jesus said unto them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples did ask him, "Who art thou?" They knew that it was the Lord. They knew it was him. So they dined with the Father. Peter dined with him daily. The Bible says we must study to show thyself approved. Pray without ceasing. We must have a relationship with God. Peter, he had a dining with the Father because he had a relationship with the Father. You're not going to go eat with somebody that you don't know. I'm not. I don't like meeting. I don't like talking to people. No way. So I'm not going to go eat with somebody that I'm not real comfortable with, that I don't know them. So I want you to know tonight that if you're going to have an unblemishable faith, you must have a relationship with God. It must be you must be listening for Him. You must be dining with Him. But I want you to know that unblemishable faith he had, he listened, he dined, but he also walked with God. He also walked with the Father. If you look on down in verse number 19, I'm skimming through this, but he says, "Follow me." Jesus said unto him, "Follow me." If you look all throughout the Bible, all throughout Jesus' days, and as he walked on this earth, anytime somebody would repent and give their heart to him or want to give their heart to him, he'd tell them to follow me. Take up thy cross and follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Some did and some didn't. Then in that unblemishable faith Peter had, he walked with the Father. We not only see tonight that he had an unblemishable faith, an unshakable faith, but in Luke 22:55, Luke chapter number 22 and 55, we see he had an undeniable faith. Tonight I want you to know, BJ talked about the wolf this morning, and I knew I was going to be bringing this tonight, and I didn't know where he was going with it, but I wrote this down, that you can hide a wolf in sheep's clothing, but you can't hide a sheep in wolf's clothing. See, a sheep can't do what a wolf does. Wolves go out and they eat other meat. They go out and they scavenge. They scavenge for stuff. A sheep, they grow them in them pastures. A sheep's protected. They stay hurdled up. They stay together. They do these things. And a wolf does these other things that a sheep can't do. A wolf, it can put itself in the sheep's clothes. And it can walk around and it can go on a vegetarian diet. And it can do them things that a sheep does. You put a sheep in a wolf's clothes and it don't work. Wolves can't do them, or sheep can't do them things the wolves does. It'll fall back. It'll be called out. It'll be blasted out. And that's where Peter was here in Luke 22. They had done arrested Jesus. Luke 22:55, it says, "And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them." So here they are fixing to take Jesus in and put him on trial and fixing to crucify him and do all these things to him. And Peter come in and he tried to blend in with the world. I want you to know tonight, as a Christian, you can't blend in with the world. He had an undeniable faith. Verse 56 said, "But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, 'This man was also with him.' Peter said, and he denied him, saying, 'Woman, I know him not.'" Verse 58, "After a little while, another saw him and said, 'Thou art also with them.' And Peter said, 'Man, I am not. I was not with him.'" Verse 59, it says, "And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, 'Of a truth, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean.' And Peter said, 'Man, I know not what thou sayest.' And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crow." I want you to know tonight, Peter, when he got to this place, he couldn't deny it. He couldn't deny it. He had done walked with Jesus too many times, too far, and then got too far in. And no matter how much he denied it, they wouldn't believe it. And I just, when I was reading over this week, I just wondered. That if I tried to pull myself out of church, pull myself out of Christianity, and I went somewhere I shouldn't have been, and I tried to blend in with the world, if from the way I've lived, from the day I've got saved until right now, If I didn't say nothing, I just tried to blend in with them, if they could say, ain't you a Christian? You're not supposed to be here. No, you're thinking about somebody else. And then somebody else come up and say, I know you was a Christian. You're not supposed to be here. No, you're thinking about somebody else. And then somebody else come up and say, oh, I know. You used to preach. You used to do these things. You shouldn't be here. I just wonder if my faith would be undeniable or if I could deny it like it never happened. I wrote this down. When you have walked with God, people will know. There will be a difference in your life. There will be a dedication to Christ in your life. There will be a desperation in your life. I want you to know tonight when Peter, after all throughout before this, they're talking about there will be a denial of Christ. There will be, you'll deny me. And Jesus told Peter, he said, before the cock crow, you'll deny me. 3 times. Peter said, no, sir, I will not. And he didn't realize that he just denied him 3 times until that cock crowed. And from this point on, Peter goes into a dark, depressed state. And if you've ever been out of the will of God, you know what I'm talking about. That dark, depressed state. And I mean, there's no happiness. There's no peace. And it may look fine on the outside, but on the inside, you're dying. You're just melting away. And Peter was miserable because he found himself outside of the will of God. And tonight, I want you to know the only... I say this lightly. It's not only the Holy Ghost that's picking on you and banging on that heart's door trying to get you back that makes you miserable when you're outside of the Word of God, outside of the will of God, outside of what He's called you to be. It's not only the Holy Ghost. But that day you got saved and the day the Holy Ghost come into your life, there's a desperation put on you. You should be desperate for the Word of God. You should be desperate for God and desperate for what He does. He is the breath of life. He is the living water. He is all these things that we must have to live. So once we try to draw Him out of our life and try to push Him back out, we're going to become desperate. You go without a drink for a couple hours, you're going to be desperate for one. You go without the living water for a little while, you'll be desperate for it. I want you to know tonight Peter's faith that was unshakable, it was undeniable, it was unblemishable. But most of all, it was acceptable to the Father. It was acceptable to the Father. If you look back in John 21, we're not going to turn there, but if you look back in John 21 and you read down through there, it's after Jesus has done been crucified, He's done come back, and He's confronting Peter. Peter just denied Him right before He got crucified. He just denied Him 3 times. And Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, well, Peter, let me ask you another question. He said, yes, sir. He said, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, Peter, one more question. Do you love me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, well, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. But you know that acceptable faith to God, that acceptable faith is loved by God. It's a relationship with the Father. You're pursued by God. You see, He asked Him 3 times. He gave Him a chance to make up for them 3 times He denied Him. He pursued Him. In Matthew 16, we see where He made God proud, where Peter made God proud. He said, he's going up to the disciples. He went up to the disciples and he said, who do men say that I am? And they told him, and then he said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter said, I say that you are Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And Matthew 16:18, he said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church. But you know tonight, He made God proud. And just looking back through, just some thoughts that popped up in my mind while I'm reading through this, and you look at Peter's life, if you'll listen to me enough, you'll realize I like to preach on Peter. I like to talk about Peter. I love to dig into Peter's life. Peter messed up a lot. He did. He messed up a lot. I think that's why I like preaching on him, because I mess up a lot. just to look in Peter's life, when Jesus was going up to the garden to pray right before they come to capture him and crucify him, he took the disciples with him and he left the disciples back behind. And it says Peter, James, and John, they went a little further. They went a little further with Jesus, and then Jesus left them there. And while Jesus went to pray, he come back down to check on them, and they had fell asleep. And everybody wants to talk about how Peter fell asleep. But at least he went. At least he went and prayed. And then we talk about how he denied Christ. He denied him 3 times in a row. At least he showed his face. The rest of them were scared to death and in hiding. But Peter showed up. He began to sink, just like we talked about in the beginning. He started sinking. But he stepped out. I heard Adrian Rogers say this week, and it's kind of just a confirmation of what God wanted me to bring this week. Adrian Rogers said this, Satan will lie to you. He'll lie to you, and he'll tell you that your faith's not good enough to get you into heaven. He said, I've struggled with that for years. My faith is not strong enough. My faith's not good enough. My faith's never going to be enough to get me there. I mess up too much. It's not going to get me there. He said, I've learned to say this. Satan, my faith's not in me. My faith's not in how much I throw in that offering plate. It's not how many times my faith slips and how many times I've doubted God. My faith's not in how many times I've called on God to save me. My faith's not on a prayer I pray. My faith's not on a pastor. My faith's not in a church. My faith's not in these things. My faith is in Jesus Christ. The blood that he shed on Calvary, that's what I put my faith in. I want you to know tonight the reason Peter's faith was unshakable is because you can't shake Jesus Christ. You can't shake him. The reason his faith was unblemishable, Peter messed up a lot, and I messed up a lot, and I should be blemished. I should be scarred up. His faith was in Jesus. You can't blemish the blood of Jesus. I want you to know tonight, Jesus is the only way we can have our faith. Peter's faith was undeniable because once the blood's been applied, he can't deny it. He's not going to deny you once the blood's been applied. He won't deny you. No matter how far you've went away, no matter how far you slipped down, no matter how far you fell. See, when Peter started sinking, he could have said, no, all you had to do was keep your eye on me. You can just drown now. He cried out one more time and he reached that hand down. I want you to know tonight, if you want your fate to be accepted, to where you can step out, do what God's been calling you to do, your faith must be in Jesus Christ, not in yourself. Lord, I love you tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for getting this off of me, God. I don't know why it's been on me this week. God, I pray tonight somebody's been struggling with what you've called them to do, God. What you're begging them, pleading them to do, Father God, and they're just saying, no, 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 no. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do this. Not going to do that. God, I pray that they won't put their faith in what they've seen themselves do. God, if I put my faith in me, all I see is every time I've slipped up, every time I fail. God, I pray that tonight we'll put our faith in you. God, if we step out and we trust in you, we'll conquer the storms. We'll have triumph in them, Father God. God, I pray tonight, Father, that you just move on this place. God, I pray that you be with BJ tonight, Father God, as he's in revival. God, I pray that you just bless through that, God. And God, I love you tonight. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for the opportunity to share your word. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.